From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Little Haiti has lost perhaps the man who could be called its father this week. Vite Juice has died at the age of 87. Born in Haiti in 1924, and after first going to New York, he and his family made their way to Miami in 1973. A house in Buena Vista, a record store in downtown Miami, and that led to starting the first Haitian newspaper for the growing community and the Haitian American Community Association of Dade. One of his sons is Miami Herald photographer Carl Juice, and even with his loss, he is here to give us a little perspective on a man who has meant so much to so many. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Give us a sense of your father.
I always refer to him as the Haitian Moses. Wherever my father left, people followed. Starting from Haiti in the early 60s to New York, I would venture to bet thousands of families left based on my father's recommendation. And then leaving New York to come to Miami, again, thousands. We came down here in a caravan, uncles, cousins, six, seven cars deep. And my father's always been the shepherd and not the sheep. So he's always seemed to be the person that kind of stands alone and does what needs to be done.
What did he identify that needed to be done for Haitians here?
He saw the palm trees. He says, this is Haiti without the violence. This is Haiti without the insecurity. He got involved locally. He became a great civic leader. But what's more important, my father made alliances with all segments of this community. Jews, whites, Hispanics, blacks. Because he understood that if Miami is going to be for Haitians, they have to be for all. So you have to build consensus. You can't operate in a vacuum. My father believed in integration in all its facets.
When did the term Little Haiti start coming out of his lips?
During an interview with the Miami Herald. This must have been early 80s. The reporter asks, what does he foresee for the community? And my father had a simple answer. He says, if the Cubans, which he adored, my father always looked up to the Cuban community as a model, because like the Haitian community, they value family, they value education, and they value solidarity. So if he said, if the Cubans can have a little Havana, why can't Haitians have a little Port-au-Prince? Maybe Haitians need a little Haiti, a place to call their own.
What are you proudest of about your father?
Getting the school board to allow undocumented Haitians to attend school. And he addressed the school board, and he pretty much said that he would teach every Haitian child underneath a tree if he had to, that he was not going to stand by to see this injustice. Sure enough, he gets a call after the school board meeting, saying that, Vite Juice, we have changed that policy, and we're going to allow children of undocumented parents and children that were undocumented to attend school.
I know this is a tough day for you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for giving me this platform to extend the person, the leader, and the good man that my father is. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.